This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The biggest hospital in the Gaza Strip was coming under bombardment on Friday, the World Health Organization said, adding that 20 hospitals in Gaza were now out of action entirely. Gaza families have been sheltering at the Al-Shifa Hospital, the territory's largest, which is inside Gaza City, encircled by Israeli troops. The United Nations has hit out at Israel's plan for four-hour humanitarian pauses in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In an interview with the Australia Broadcasting Corporation, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese, has described Israel's plan for combat operation pauses in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee to the south as wrong.
4 hour ceasefire. Yes, to let people breathe and to remember what is the sound of life without bombing before starting bombing them again. It's very cynical and cruel.
Albanese adds the Palestinian people were being forcibly transferred out of the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday Israel must take immediate measures to protect Palestinians in the occupied West Bank as they find themselves targeted by more violence since the Israeli-Hamas war erupted last month. Volker Turk said at least 176 Palestinians, including 43 children and one woman, had been killed.
Take steps to ensure the protection of Palestinians in the West Bank, who are being on a daily basis subjected to violence from Israeli forces and settlers, ill-treatment, arrests, evictions, intimidation, and humiliation.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. The European Union will be able to work around any Hungarian veto and give Ukraine 50 billion euros in aid, officials in the bloc said, as Kyiv struggles to push back Russia's invasion 21 months into the war. The bloc's executive has proposed expanding budget support to help Ukraine pay salaries and meet other expenses as the conflict grinds on, and the EU's 27 member states are due to vote on the package at a December 14th and 15th summit. Mental health experts from Ukraine say they've been inspired by Australia's treatment of refugees. During their visit to Australia, the experts said they hope their experience will help Ukrainian civilians and service personnel who have suffered bereavement, displacement, and family separation since the Russian invasion. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Seven psychiatrists and psychologists from Ukraine have been in Australia for almost 3 months, gaining insight into trauma treatments. Advocates say Ukraine has had a tradition of stoicism, with men in particular not willing to speak openly about their problems. Psychiatry has also faced suspicion in Ukraine because of its use by the former Soviet Union to label dissidents insane and imprison them. In Ukraine, most mental health care is based in hospitals and clinics rather than in the community. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Britain's sluggish economy failed to grow in the July to September period, but at least managed to avoid the start of a recession. Figures from the Office for National Statistics showed on Friday. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Gross domestic product saw 0% change in the third quarter. It was slightly better than the 0.1% fall predicted by analysts, which many thought would represent the start of a recession. One leading market expert said the economy is not weak enough to reduce core inflation and wage growth quickly. For that reason, they expect Britain's central bank won't be able to cut interest rates until late next year. The Bank of England said last week it expected zero economic growth in 2024, but it kept interest rates at a 15-year high as it tries to fight inflation more than three times its 2% target.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan waded into a brewing judicial crisis on Friday, criticizing the Constitutional Court for many mistakes and backing an unprecedented challenge to it by an appeals court as opponents marched in Ankara. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.